can't make her want to live. She's going to have to do that part on her own.
It was too infected. My dad said it had to come off.
How is she going to live if she can't swim?
There's got to be a solution.
Excuse me.
Hi.
Can I ask you a weird question?
You are going to school tomorrow, and that is it. Period.
But Winter needs me.
Trying to put a tail on a fish. Nobody in his right mind would even try.
Luckily, I'm not.
Not what?
In my right mind.
Okay, here's the deal. Dolphin Tale may be an inspiring, heartwarming movie, but it has a lot of problems moving beyond its own level of cheese. And by cheese, I mean thick, soupy Velveeta sauce. The story follows an 11-year-old boy who helps a marine hospital rehabilitate a beach dolphin whose tail has been amputated. Together, they must find a way to construct a prosthetic tail, or the dolphin will die, even in captivity. Dolphin Tale is made for kids, to the point it feels more at home on ABC Family than in a theater near you. And in this respect, if I had been reviewing this strictly as a direct-to-DVD film, I might have been more kind. Sure, it pushes all the cute buttons, and it's kind of an amazing true story from the dolphin's perspective, which includes the marine mammal playing herself in the film. However, the movie throws too much at its audience, including the unnecessary and completely wasted 3D presentation. The story is dragged down with message after message and schmaltzy plot points that should have been left on the cutting room floor. Dolphin Tale gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.